Well, good morning, everyone.
Yama na unodotsi tiareta.
It's good to see you this morning.
Fal njema itanareo yeto ndo anmaraina.
And I want to start with an announcement and an apology.
Arte anumbuka miaraka amina filazana si fialantsiny any koa.
Just to apologize for last week when we didn't pass the baskets round for offerings.
Ya mialatsiny satria tamin'ny herinandro any tsy nalefa le fitatazana rakotra.
It's in one sense I'm not too concerned about money.
Am lafindray aza tsy dia tena hoe mivarina be tsy hoe mitraraha be ny vola.
But I am apologizing because I deprived you of an opportunity to give.
Fa miala tsiny ako satria ohatra hoe nanala anareo an'izay fahafahanareo amin'ny manome izay.
And if that ever happens again,
dia raha mbola mitranga ihany izay,
don't let administration stand in your way.
Dia aza vela le fitantanana no anakana anao.
The baskets still exist. You can find someone, find out where they are, and you can still give. Because we as a people do need to give to God. So I'm sorry if last week I robbed you of that opportunity. And then another thing I want to mention. About 2 weeks ago, a part for our coffee urn went missing. It's a piece of metal, just a pipe. But it's quite a special piece and can't be replaced easily. And the coffee machine can't actually make coffee without that part. So the whole machine is now crippled. And unfortunately, the machine comes from the United States of America. And so it costs too much to replace. So what I'm actually saying is, if you saw that part, or you know where it is, or if your child put it in your bag and took it home, you should at least ask for a ransom and tell us how much you want for it. Because we would be prepared to pay a lot to get it back. But I just wanted to mention that in case by accident someone has it. Okay. In the meantime, Craig is using his socks to strain the coffee. So if it doesn't taste as good,
that's
buzz-buzz, eh? Okay. This morning, I've got quite a serious message on my heart. It's in response to something I read at the beginning of last week. And so we're going to start with Luke chapter 10. And read from verse 25 to 37.
Ary indro nisy mpahalalana anankiray nitsangana ka nankafanay an'i Jesosy hoe, mpampianatro, inona no ataoko andovako fiainana mandrakizay? Ary izy taminy, inona no voasoratra ao amin'ny lalàna? Manao ahoana ny famakinao azy? Ary izy namalika nanao hoe, tiavan'i Jehovahandriamanitra ao amin'ny fonao rehetra, sy ny fanahinao rehetra, sy ny herinao rehetra, ary ny sainao rehetra. Ary tiavany namanao tahaka ny tenanao. Ho Jesosy taminy, marina ny navalinao, ataovy izany, dia ho velona ianao. Fa izy tahana marina ny tenany ka nanao tamin'i Jesosy hoe, izy ary ny namako. Ary Jesosy namalika nanao hoe, nisy lehilahy anankiray nidina avy tany Jerosalema akany Jeriko ka azony Jiolahy, dia nindahany lambany sady nokapohany izy dia nilaozany rehefa saiky maty. Ary sendra nisy mpisorona anankiray nidina tamin'izany lalana izany, ary raha nahitandrea lehilahy izy dia nandalo azy. Ary toy izany koa ny levita anankiray izay tonga teo dia nahita azy nefa nandalo koa. Fa nisy kosa maritana anankiray nandeha tamin'ny nalehany ka tonga teo aminy, ary no nahita azy dia onena. Dia nanantona azy izy ka nofehezin'ny feriny sady nasiny diloilo sy divay. Dia nampitendreniny tamin'ny bibiny izy ka nentiny ho any amin'ny tranombahiny dia notsaboiny. Ary noho ny ampitsony iny dia naka dia nariaro izy ka nomeny ny tompony tranombahiny sady nanao taminy hoe tsaboy izy. Ary nahoatrinona nahoatrinona ny laninao mihoatra noho ireto dia honerako rehefa miverina ao. Iza moa amin'izy telo lahy no ataonao ho naman'ilay azony tsy lahy? Ary izy ilay niantra azy. Dia hoy Jesosy taminy, mandehana ianao ka mba manaova toy izany ko ah.
This is a well-known passage of scripture.
Io tena andinin-tsoratra masina anankiray be mpahalala.
Many of us have heard the story of the Good Samaritan.
Ny ankamaroantsika efa nandrehan' izay tantarany hoe ilay Samaritana tsara fanahy.
And it starts with an expert in the law asking Jesus a question.
Ary izy manomboka miaraka aminy hoe mpahay lalàna no mametraka fanontaniana amin'i Jesosy.
He says, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Izao lazaina hoe inona no tokony ataoko ahafahako mandova fiainana mandrakizay?
Now, to inherit eternal life is a big question.
Ary ny mandova fiainana mandrakizay dia tena fanontaniana lehibe.
He's looking for something better than what he has.
Satria izy dia mijery zavatra tsara lavitra noho zavatra efa nanana.
Eternal life didn't just mean life the same forever and ever.
Ny fiainana mandrakizay tsy hoe fiainana mitovy foana fotsiny mandrakizay dia mitovy amin'iny ny fiainanao.
Eternal life meant the perfect life that God intends.
Fa ny fiainana mandrakizay dia midika hoe ilay fiainana tanteraka tonga lafatra izay no eritreretin'Andriamanitra.
Forever and ever.
Mandrakizay.
I mean, you wouldn't just want to live in suffering and grief and poverty forever.
Satria ianao tsy dia hiaina ao anatiny hoe fahoriana, fahantrana, fijaliana mandrakizay.
Would you?
Sa ianao tia hiaina ao anatin'izany?
And some people think that eternal life is only about when they die and go to heaven.
Fa ny olona sasany mieritreritra hoe fiainana mandrakizay dia rehefa maty fotsiny izy any dia makany an-danitra.
And it is about when you die and go to heaven.
Ary marina izay hoe rehefa maty ianao dia mandeha any an-danitra.
But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Fa Jesosy ihany koa dia niteny hoe izao dia tonga mba hanananao fiainana sady hanananao be dia be.
Now,
zao,
part of the gospel changes our lives now.
Ny filazan'ny tsara dia manova ny fiainantsika zao.
Because there is a way to live
satria misy fomba fiaina
that is in accordance with the way things work in God's kingdom.
Izay mifanaraka amin'izay hoe ahoana fomba fiaina ao amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
That's why we pray, God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Azay mahatonga antsika mivavaka hoe Andriamanitra, atao ho anay fanjakanao, atao ho anay sitraponao ety an-tany tahaka ny any an-danitra.
Because we actually want something of the pattern of heaven to be outworked on earth.
Satria dia isika ny sasany ny zavatra ao an-danitra hidina ety an-tany ho hitantsika ety an-tany.
And so a man comes and says, what? An expert of the law asks, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus asks him, well, you're an expert on the law. What does the law say? He asks the question, how do you read it? How do you understand it? Jesus is not asking the man to give a list of the law, just to regurgitate the law back to Jesus. He's not asking for a simple memorizing of facts. He's asking for an explanation of what does the law mean to you as a person. And this man says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and all your mind.
And
now, he's not saying that we're made up of four different parts or there's four different ways we should love God. We quickly get on the floor and start doing push-ups, exercises. I love you, Lord, with my strength. And then when it comes to what's the other one, with all my heart. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I'll write poems for you.
Oh,
or or with your soul. Some people understand that to be the will and the intellect and the emotions. He's not trying to say you're supposed to love God in bits and pieces. This expert in the law understands that the law calls us to love God totally. Interesting that this guy correctly understood the law. That behind the law is this motive that we should love God completely. That's the true heart of the law. That it encourages us towards a holy God. And says, give Him everything. Your heart, your soul, your strength, your mind. Everything. All of you. Love God completely. Totally. And most of us can accept that. Simply, that's what God deserves, that kind of love. In fact, you're quite happy to go to a quiet place and talk to God and tell Him that you love Him. To share your thoughts and your worries with Him. To relate to Him. To come out on a Sunday and worship Him. Because God is altogether lovely.
And
He's altogether good. So this makes Him easy to love. Even when He asks us to do hard things, we want to love Him. Because we know He's a good Father who is doing good for us. So even the hard things He asks you to do are good for you. Our God doesn't ask us to sacrifice our children in a fire. Or to feed our zebu to a crocodile. That's not what our God is like. The true God is good. But it doesn't stop there. Another few words he adds and says, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, you've answered correctly. Do this and you will live. In what Jesus is saying, He is actually saying that you can start to live that life now. You can inherit eternal life now. You can enter the kingdom now. You can be saved and you can live according to the kingdom values now. Do this and you will live now. But the problem immediately comes with the second part, the loving of your neighbor. You see, God is lovable. But who is my neighbor? Who is God asking me to love? Who is God asking me to love like I love myself, like I love God too? And that's what the next question is. You see, this person wanted to justify himself. Luke 10 verse 29 says he wanted to justify himself.
Luke toko fafolo andin fasivy amropolo de hoe fa izy ta hanamarina ny tenany.
It's a very important part of this whole section.
Ny tenany isan'ny zava-dehibe ao anatin'io lahatsoratra vatsitsika io.
Because if there is a sinful nature in me,
satria raha misy toetra manota ao anatiko,
and there is,
de misy aho,
then I too will want to justify myself.
De za ihany koa matetika te hanamarina ny tenako.
What that means is I will want to argue for how I want to live my life.
Ny tizay lazaina de hoe za koa de te hiady hevitra aminao any aminy hoe ahoana ny tiako hiainana ny fiainako.
I will want to tell God, no, I'm good enough.
Te hiteny amin'andriamanitra, Andriamanitra efa ampy zany ataoko zany efa mety.
I'm living a good enough life.
Za efa miainana amin'ny fiainana tena mety tsara efa ampy.
I love people.
Za ty olona.
I care for people.
Za mikarakara olona.
My neighbor.
Ny namako.
Yeah, tanteraka.
Ye, tanteraka.
I help this guy.
Za manampy an'ny lehilahy iny.
I lend him my car sometimes.
Za koa indraindray mampidramiko anazy ny tomobilako an.
You know, he's my neighbor, Lord.
Satria izy namako ndesy tompo.
See, I love my neighbor.
Hitanao, tiako tsara mihitsy ny namako.
But just to be sure, Lord, tell me, who is my neighbor? I think I'm okay loving the lovable friends I have. I think I'm doing well, Lord. This lawyer trying to justify himself. You know, in South Africa, there's some places where people live in like a suburb or an area.
Itanao any Afrika Atsimo misy toerana sasany izay hipetrahan'ny olona.
And it's not at all like Antananarivo.
De any tsotra ny Antananarivo daholy.
What happens in South Africa is that the rich people live in one area and the poorer people live in another area.
Fa zatra mitranga any Afrika Atsimo dia manan-karena dia manana faritra hipetrahany, dia mahantra manana faritra hipetrahany.
I used to live right next to, I lived in a good area. But just a kilometer away. There was a big fence, an electric fence. And a golf course where people play golf. With very expensive houses all around that golf course. And there the people were wealthy. I might be able to call myself rich. But when it comes to money, they're on another level. But they've enclosed their world within an electric fence.
Fa izy ireo dia mikatona ny tontolo misy azy ao anatin'ny tamboho misy courant électrique.
You can't drive in there if you I can't drive in without permission.
Zaho raha tsy manana permission na fahazon-dalana manokana tsy afaka miditra any.
There's a boom and a guard and a security system.
Fa tonga dia misy barrière, misy gardien, misy sécurité.
And you know, once you're inside there, I went to visit someone inside. It's like another world. You look across the road, and that guy has a nice BMW. And you look on the other side, that guy has a Porsche. And you look at your Mercedes Benz in your driveway. I love you, God, and I love my neighbors. I love eating nice food with my neighbors. That one across there has imported cheese.
And
this one here has imported wine. I love it here, Lord. And I love my neighbor. But it's a false world. And this is the test that was brought here. Who is my neighbor? Now I've given you an extreme view. Because I grew up in South Africa, I can see the problem of separating the rich and the poor. But if the devil and the flesh has got it right in South Africa to separate people, based on something as simple as money, he has also got it right in Madagascar to separate people. And if it's not money, maybe there's other reasons for separation. Maybe there's cultural differences between different people groups. Maybe there's status differences. Maybe there are dialect differences. Like those people from the coast. You know, they're different from us in Tana. They look different. They speak different. Those are separations. But Jesus comes along and he says this story in answer to the question, who is it that you are supposed to love? Remember, it's not just who is my neighbor, but my neighbor is the one I'm supposed to love like I love myself, like I love God. And Jesus gives us the story of the man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. If he was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, the story is implying that he was a Jew. It's within the area of the people of Israel. So it's a Jew going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Just like if I say a man gets on a bus and goes from Ansirabe to Tulia. We can assume he's a Malagasy. Because the Vazar don't get on the bus in the first place, not for a long ride like that. If I said a man got on an aeroplane from Tana to Saint Marie, there might be some confusion. Is he a Vazar? Is he Malagasy? If he's a Vazar, is he from France or from South Africa? But if a man goes from Jerusalem to Jericho, he's a Jew.
Okay.
Good. So he gets beaten up. Robbed and left half dead. That's like he's dying. He's actually so beaten up, if he stays there, he'll probably die. So a priest goes down the road and sees the man and crosses on the other side. You see, the priest probably thought, oh, look at that man, he's so messed up, he's probably already dead. Unclean.
Fadi.
You can't touch him. Anyway, it's not just that the fadi is convenient. Who likes to touch people who are dying? It's not fun. Who likes to deal with the messy things like that? So even if it wasn't fadi, no one would want to touch him anyway. Sometimes our taboos are just to make our lives easier. They're an excuse, so we don't have to do the right thing. So here comes the priest and he sees the guy and he crosses to the other side of the
road.
So too a Levite. The Levites were also like the priests. They were the priesthood tribe. The priests were chosen from amongst the Levites. So the priest was the chosen Levite. And the Levite was the chosen tribe within the kingdom of the Jews. Within Israel. It was their own fellow man who was lying there, beaten up and dying. And the Levite also passed on the other side. But a Samaritan. Now, suddenly we're outside of Israel.
Avazah.
That's what the Samaritan was in Israel. Not only Avazah, but in their context, they hated the Vazahs and thought they were worse than dogs. Anyone who was a foreigner to Israel was inferior. And this Samaritan goes and takes the man and helps him. He bandaged his wounds. Have you ever bandaged somebody? You have to get close. You can smell them. You have to touch them. You have to get into the messiness of their life. And the Samaritan did this. And he poured on oil and wine. Whose oil and wine? Not the NGO that offers medical help for free. No, the oil and wine that he bought with his own salary. That Samaritan had his own oil and wine. His own medicines. His own food supply. He probably needed it because he wouldn't be getting much from the people in Israel. He was a stranger passing through a strange land. He was the one rejected by the Jewish people. And now he's pouring out his own resources on a Jew. He put the man on his own donkey. Not, okay, I'll phone for an ambulance. Don't worry, it'll come in 3 days. I know we're halfway between two towns, so you just be patient while you die. Listen, die slowly, okay?
And then
he runs away. No. He takes this guy on his own donkey. I imagine he was walking after that. Because he couldn't ride on his donkey.
Anymore.
And he took him to a hotel. And took care of him. And then he gave money. Oil, wine, money, bandages. Care. He gives charge to the hotel manager. He pays in advance and says, look after him. And if there are extra costs, when I come back, I'll settle them. If there are extra costs, not, well, we'll come and negotiate if we can get the money out of the Jew.
Maybe
when he's recovered, we can get the money.
He
doesn't do that at all.
He says,
whatever extra costs, I'll pay. Jesus then says, which of these three was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?
And
Jesus went on, the expert replied and says, the one who had mercy on him.
And
Jesus said, will you do the same?
And that's
the hardest part for any of us. Because Jesus, when he comes with the truth of God's word, never makes it easy for us. He doesn't say, okay, it's alright, Malagasy people, if you only love your own family. You only care for your friends and your relatives. He doesn't make that possible. Instead, he says, you must care for all people. You must love all people and serve all people. But he does say he gives us grace. God does promise to empower us to do the things he asks us to do. God is able to give us the strength to lay down our lives. But just like those the priest and the Levite didn't even care for their own. And a Samaritan came and brought care. This lesson can be a rebuke. When we have failed to carry in our hearts the burdens of others. It starts in your heart that you carry the burden for others. It ends with your wine and your wallet and your bandages. But it starts by seeing what the Word of God teaches us. That we should care for and lay down our lives for the sake of others. Those who are not part of our own family. And those who are part of our own family. Those who are not part of our own town people. Those who come from other towns. Those who come from other cultures. And other tribes. And other nations.
Even,
like the Samaritan. Who cared for the Jew. We are to care for others. Who have you viewed as an other, an outsider? We all have those views in our minds.
We think
of some others as strangers. Some others as outsiders. And there's a natural separation or repulsion. We wouldn't be friends with them. That's not what the Bible's asking. It's not asking you to be friends. Friendship anyway serves you.
The
Bible's asking for more. It's asking you to love the stranger. To love the outsider. And when they are in need, to help them at great personal expense. Oil, wine, money. Fear physical things will ultimately test what's in our hearts.
Ny zavatra tsapaitanana dia matetika maneho ny ao anatin'ny fotsika.
A man's heart is known by how much he gives away.
Ny fony lehilahy anankiray dia fantatra amin'ny alalan'ny zavatra omeniny hafa.
I heard a terrible story once.
Indray andro dia nandeha tantara anankiray tena ratsy be.
A man was involved in an accident out here somewhere. I'm glad I didn't see it. Apparently he was a foreigner. And he got hit by a car. And his leg was torn off, I believe. And he lay there in the road here. And many people looked. But not one went to help him. The same thing happens in South Africa. Something can happen like that. And many will look. But who will go and help? That man picked up his own leg. And he hopped.
Bleeding.
To a taxi.
And
he forced the guy to take him to hospital. He almost had to have an argument with the taxi driver. That tells us something about how much the gospel has actually changed our society. Not enough. Not enough if there were no helpers. In America, someone was attacked on the sidewalk.
At 9 o'clock
in the morning.
I'm Steve Marain.
Cars just drove past. No one stopped to help. I have a personal friend I know in South Africa who witnessed an accident take place. A taxi just knocked down a pedestrian in the pouring rain. The taxi stops. They just look. They won't touch, they won't help. He went and picked the guy up off the road. Put him in the back of his own car. Took him to hospital. Paid his bills. Visited him. And about 3 weeks later, I saw a man in our church meeting, a foreign culture, with a heavily worked on leg with pins and plaster. He had a lot of surgery, and he came to the meeting. He was the man that was knocked down on the side of the road. And the doctors say he would definitely have died. But he was rescued by a believer that had the gospel in his heart. And he was willing to get his hands dirty to care for someone else. And that's what I'm asking of us as a people. When you look around this room, you look quickly, have a look at each other. You see that other person that you're looking at? If they run into problems, they are your problems and my problems. You can't ignore it. This scripture we've read today doesn't allow you to. You want the kingdom of God? You don't earn salvation. But it costs us everything. Because we voluntarily lay down our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for change in Madagascar. But that's not personal enough. We pray for change in our own lives. Where we haven't cared for others, we want to repent. May your word change us. May your spirit empower us. May our hearts be pierced by the gospel. So that we carry one another's burdens and love the strangers to your glory. Amen.
Amen.